taken, a path not taken. A choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awaken to a brand new life.
No.
Wise choice.
Dad, can you lend me $20?
$20? What are you kidding me, Samantha? What'd you do with your allowance?
I'm wearing it.
$20 for a t-shirt, Samantha? $20? Sam, do you know what this is, Sam? Do you know what this is? This is earned money. Earned money, Sam. Do you know how much vacuuming I had to do to earn this money? How many plates I had to wash? How many shirts I had to iron? Angela, I'm underpaid.
Tony, for a guy who considered goosing his boss with a vacuum, you're damn well paid.
Dad, look, I know I've been spending a little bit
too much. A little, Sam? A little? Come on, Sam. You know, when I was a kid, I used to knock these things out for about $3 a piece. What does that tell you?
You were selling them too cheap?
Sam, look. Your days of walking in here with frivolous, unnecessary, overpriced items are over.
Well, what exactly do you consider overpriced?
Everything you buy.
Look, Dad, just help me out this one time, and I promise to get my act together.
Sam, read my head.
Oh, Sam, it's so good to see you. I got some of those peanut butter brownies you like. Want to share?
Thanks, Jonathan.
Isn't it nice to see them relating so well?
Yeah. I don't buy it for a minute.
Cough up the dough you borrowed. I'll tell Tony about the leather jacket.
Jonathan, I need more time.
Time, Sam? Time is something you've run out of.
What can I do? I asked my dad for $20 and he wouldn't give it to me.
$20? Sam. You're into me for 223 smackers.
Jonathan, do you know what you are?
I'll tell you what I am. I'm your worst nightmare.
Yo, Little Caesar, you've been watching too many gangster movies.
You got till Monday. Then I spill my guts to the old man. Capiche?
You believe this little bloodsucker?
It's an outrage. Sorry I'm late with my payment.
Whoa, cool jacket.
Yeah, cool jacket.
Ooh, it's soft like butter.
Yeah, like butter.
You know, I saw a picture of Madonna wearing one just like it. Well, except there was buttons instead of a zipper, and it was brown instead of yellow, and it was corduroy.
I see, so it was just like it.
Yeah, and don't worry, I'll keep it safe and sound.
And unworn.
Just keep it until I find a way to tell my dad about it and still live.
Yeah, still live.
Girls.
Oh, I just love your new jacket, Bonnie.
Girls, could you come into the kitchen? I need a young, hip opinion.
Okay, but I only got a minute.
Ladies, you are just in time to sample the spring line of the Maselli collection.
Dad, you made these?
Very hip, very chic, very me.
You see, Sam, you don't have to spend a lot of money to be in style.
Yeah, especially when they're free.
You know, I almost bought one of those last night, but if I had spent $20 on a t-shirt, my dad would have killed me.
Yeah, my dad would have killed me, too.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, girls, here you are. One for each of you.
Ah, huh? Yes, thanks.
Sally?
Believe that?
You know, we should go into business, Mr. Maselli. I bet these shirts would sell like hotcakes.
Yeah, like hotcakes.
Whoa. Well, that was so weird.
Well, great minds think alike.
Bye, girls. Bye. Hey, enjoy the shirts.
Bye-bye.
You know, Tony, Bonnie and Chatty Cathy might have an idea here. I mean, you could sell these things somewhere, like the Fairfield Flea Market.
Mona, please, let me tell you something. Making one of these things is not just a dip and a dye. It takes color coordination, split-second timing, and intense concentration.
You could make big bucks.
I could knock off a few.
You could knock off more than a few if you had a little helper that you could pay to make them.
Who'd want to do that? I would. Dad, I could make them. You could sell them. We'd both clean up. And I'd only charge you a buck a shirt up to the first 223.
Why 223?
Just a number. And besides, all teenagers need a creative outlet.
Well, that's true, Sam. That's true. But I'm not sure I want to spend a Saturday selling T-shirts at some flea market, you know?
Well, hey, I could help you. I'm a terrific salesperson. Tony, you may not know this about me, but when I was in the Girl Scouts, I was known as the Cookie Queen.
I thought they called you the Pimple Princess.
Mother, if you feel the need to make derogatory jokes, I suggest you inflict them on someone else.
Fine. Jonathan?
Did you hear that, Dad? Cookie Queen.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't like to brag, but I used to be known as the tie-dye king of Euclid Avenue. Yeah, back in 68, I peddled enough of these to pay for a summer in Europe.
You went to Europe?
Oh, no, I never made it. I blew the money on a night with the Benedetti twins. But they did dress up like little Dutch maidens, and we clog danced all night.
So, what do you say? Cookie Queen, tie-dye king, is this the making of a royal partnership?
I say, so be it.
I say, so be it.
Great, it be.
Oh. Oh.
Tony, look at this. Check this out. Snow cones, cotton candy, ice cream.
And did you look down that aisle?
What is it? What?
Corn dogs.
All right!
And now, I have an announcement to make.
Is it lunch?
No. Tonan Enterprises is officially open for business. Ta-da!
Perfect, partner. That's just a little more perfect.
Boy, this is great. This is great, Angela. Here I am teaching Sam a lesson about the value of a dollar and making a few myself.
Not just a few. I project a net profit of $600.
Oh, I should teach Sam a lesson more often.
Yeah, right.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm color coordinating. You see, having a display that is pleasant to the eye is a very important marketing strategy. Was just a thought.
Oh, well, it's a good thought. It's a good thought. But you know, Angela, in a place like this, you know, people like to see things all jumbled up. They think they're getting a bargain.
That's an excellent point. You know, that's excellent. But you know what? I bet you that we could have a neat display and people would still think they were getting a bargain.
Okay, perhaps you're right. By all means, do it your way.
Only if you want me to.
No, I insist.
You sure?
Do it.
Warm up the cash register. These guys are looking for something in a T-shirt.
Yeah, and I think it's you. Now, Mona, do me a favor. Take this money.
Right.
No, wait a minute. I'm not done yet.
Oh, damn.
Get me some change.
Right away.
Tony.
Yeah.
Just a thought. Do you think it was a good idea to send Mother to get change?
I don't know. Maybe we should have held a board meeting.
I just meant that sometimes Mother has a tendency to wander.
Ah, look, Angela, come on. Have some faith, will you?
All right.
Go ahead. Coordinate. Hey. Go get the...
Hi. How much?
$10.
Well, gee, I don't know. That's awfully high, ain't it?
It is art.
Well, even for art, I mean, I got a I got a velvet Elvis for six, and it's autographed.
Angela, here, let me handle this, will you? Let me handle this. And, hey, watch my smoke, eh? Hey, what's your name?
Steve.
Hey, that's my name, too! Hey, Steve. Art smart, right? You want the shirt? I want to sell you the shirt. I'll tell you what I do. Don't tell my partner. I'll give it to you for $8.
Sold.
Bingo.
All right.
Oh, wait. $1 too much. You know me, Honest Tony. I mean, Steve. Okay.
Nice work, partner. You just blew our profit margin by 50%.
Well, so what, Angela? We still made money. And now there's another guy out there wearing our product. It's called advertising. Maybe you heard of it?
Tony.
Yeah?
I have forgotten more about advertising than you will ever know.
Well, maybe you've forgotten too much.
Maybe you have forgotten that I am the Cookie Queen?
How could I, Your Highness? You know, Angela, you are starting to be a royal pain in the...
What? Go on, say it. Where am I a royal pain, huh?
In a butt.
Well, you can kiss it. Goodbye.
Well, I don't need this aggravation, and I don't need you to second guess my every move, and I don't need you to straighten my sign.
You mean our sign.
Who are you?
Hi.
Forget the change.
Oh, what change?
$133 to go, Sam.
Don't worry, you're gonna get your money. Dad, what are you doing back so soon?
Turn off the stove, Sam. Tonan Enterprises is defunct.
What? You quit? You can't quit. You have to go back. We had a deal.
Sam, the dream is over.
You mean nightmare.
Ugh. Your luck just ran out, Missy. We'll talk.
Dad, this isn't you. You don't give up. Winners never quit and quitters never win. Don't take the sell out of Maselli.
Sam, please. I know you were excited about making all the money.
Yes, and it would have been a great character builder for me. Are you sure you can't sell the rest of those T-shirts?
Let me tell you something, Sam. If I wanted to, I could sell all these T-shirts like that.
You know, Sam, some people think they can sell shirts like that, while others in the real world prove daily that they can actually sell like this.
Wait a minute, Angela. Wait a minute. Are you saying that if we went head to head, you could outsell me?
Like this.
Ooh, did you hear that, Dad?
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it, and I still don't believe it. I'll tell you what, Angela. We still got the booth for tomorrow. We still got all these T-shirts. Sam, would you mind dying the rest of them?
Oh, I don't know. Just to prove this childish point.
We'll split the inventory in half. Whoever sells out first at no less than $10 a shirt is queen.
And long may he reign. Step right up, folks, and come to Crazy Tony's Morning Madness Sale. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Every shirt is marked down to $10. Just $10. My friends say, Tony, you're crazy. And I say, maybe so, but every shirt must go.
Real subtle.
Subtle don't pay the rent, sweetheart.
Oh, bonjour. Welcome to Angela's. I'm Angela. Would you care for a croissant?
Oh, croissants. I'm shaking.
Hi. Do you have children's sizes?
Oh, we most certainly do.
Step right up, folks, and come to Crazy Tony's house of non-flammable T-shirts, where safety comes first.
Excuse us.
Hi there, folks. Hi there. Shop at Crazy Tony's non-flammable T-shirts for this little boy. What do you say?
Non-flammable? Are you insinuating that my shirts are flammable?
I never said they were.
Okay. New ground rule. No insinuating that your opponent's merchandise could burst into flames.
Okay. Fair enough. I might have crossed over the line with that one.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to Angela's. All of our products are hypoallergenic.
I can't believe that you'd stoop to such a cheap gimmick. Well, that's all, kids. That's it from the Captain Dada Show. Don't forget to tell your friends to come see the Captain Dada Show with starring Captain Dada and his pal, Pokey! Don't forget, tell your parents to buy lots and lots of shirts because the word today is what?
Volume!
Okay, let's sell some shirts here. What do you say? Hey, Yale. Me too.
Med school, class of 73, pediatrics.
Oh, class of 76, psychiatry. Want to buy a t-shirt?
Well, maybe.
Oh, hey! What's up, Doc?
Well, hello there.
Hello. I just thought that this t-shirt would probably pick up the gold flecks in your eyes.
You think so, huh?
Oh, of course I do, you silly boy.
Gosh. You know, that t-shirt would really pick up the blue flecks in your eyes. Hey, it's okay. I'm a doctor. You see, and it's pre-shrunk, you see? And then it just pops right back to its original size. That's because of the miracle of memory yarn.
Yeah. Well, I hate memory yarn.
How can you hate memory yarn? It doesn't even exist.
Way to close the sale, Tone. I don't want to make you nervous, but I have two, count them, one, two shirts left.
What is that I smell? Could it be victory?
Hi there, little girl.
Hi. This is kind of pretty.
Yes.
Excuse me, little girl. There are other colors over here.
This is kind of pretty, too.
Oh, yes. You would look very nice in purple.
Yes, but I think you'd look very nice in yellow.
Yes, but as one girl to another, I think purple's the prettiest.
Well, I think the prettiest is yellow.
I'm confused.
This isn't a tough decision. If you want the prettiest shirt, you want purple.
No. You want yellow.
You want purple.
You want yellow.
You want purple.
You want yellow.
Purple.
I want my mommy.
How about blue?
Tony, what have we done?
I don't know, but I just hope that big woman she's talking to ain't her mother.
We just sent a little girl away in tears. A sweet, innocent little girl. And all because we got caught up in this stupid contest. What kind of people are we?
We're scum, Angela. At least that's how I feel. I mean, a kid had pigtails.
Well, will you look here? The king and the queen have sold almost all the t-shirts.
Yeah. All right, payday.
Yeah, payday.
Wait a minute. Since when are you so happy when somebody else is getting paid?
We've become very close.
Wait a minute. Sure. What's up here?
Nothing's up. Why would you think something's up? There's nothing up.
Something's up.
Yeah. I smelled a rat ever since you two shared your brownies. Spill it.
Hey, it's not me. I didn't do anything. It's Sam. She bought a leather jacket. I just lent her the money. I'm innocent, I tell ya. You ain't gonna pin this rap on me.
Way to hang tough, kid.
Dad, you always say I could buy what I want if I earn my own money.
Yeah, but Sam, I didn't say you could borrow, deceive, and manipulate to get it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, was it all worth it for a piece of leather?
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay, go ahead. Yeah. Pay your loan, Shark.
Thanks, dollface.
The movie's over.
Those kids, they'll never learn.
Mother, did you know something
No,
about...
no, no. I'm innocent. I'm innocent, I tell you. You ain't gonna pin this rap on me. Screws.
Do you believe this? Do you believe because of their little scam? We've been out here working like dogs and at each other's throats.
Was that an apology?
Oh, I guess.
I accept.
Oh, what about you?
I don't know, I guess.
I accept.
Well, what do you say? Pack up and go home?
I think I'll stick around and sell the rest of my shirts.
Okay. Well, here, why don't you sell these too?
All right, I'll sell them, but wait a minute. I'm going to pay you for it.
Oh, come on. You don't have to do that.
No. Please. Business is business.
Please don't bother.
Take the money.
All right. Sold! I bought it!
You see the crowd and you watch the dream.
Ha ha ha!